We've been talking gas and electricity prices. We've had countless calls, as you know, from people talking about how to get a cheaper deal. The gas price issue is for another day. The government conceded they can't fix that yet, but they have promised electricity discounts as of yesterday. However, there does seem to be some confusion over how you actually get those discounts. And I can't imagine, does the government really expect older Australians to be on the phone bartering with various power companies to get a cheaper deal? And often you'll be on hold for 45 minutes, I would imagine. Paula Conroy is the chair of the Australian Energy Regulator. Paula Conboy, I should say. She's on the line. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Steve. Good morning.
Morning to you. Is that what we expect people to do, to be actually on the phone bartering?
Well, maybe I can step back a little bit and explain what's happened over the past couple of days. We've got in the market what's called standing offers and market offers. Now, a standing offer is if you've recently moved house or if for whatever reason you don't or you can't choose a market offer. That standing offer is to act as a safety net, and it's to make sure that you're getting a basic service at a reasonable price, no matter what. What we found, though, and what the ACCC set out in its report is, well, hang on, these standing offers weren't operating the way they were intended. They were unjustifiably high. And
so the companies were jacking them up.
They were too high. And not only that, we've got a different type of offer called a market offer. So for those who do want to shop around or can shop around, there was an increasing difference between those two prices. And it just didn't make sense. And we had discounts that people weren't understanding. So what did we do? We actually went in and said, we're going to get rid of these standing offers, and we're going to set a standing offer, a default market offer that all retailers have to use. And we're going to deal with the fact that those standing offers were unjustifiably high. So we did that, the AER, and those default market offers came into place yesterday on July 1st. So if you're a customer who's just moved house and hasn't chosen a retailer, if you're somebody who, for whatever reason, you don't want to go to a market offer and shop around, you should see a reduction in your bill.
But I'm seeing figures where that only applies to about 15% of consumers, that the rest are still stuck on their current deals.
Well, actually, the 15% is right, and we're seeing that there are less and less people on those standing offers. We've dealt with the unjustifiably high offers. However, it still does pay to shop around.
Would you accept that this is confusing for people?
I would accept that it's confusing for people, and that's why we are moving to this one default market offer. That's why we have spent an awful lot of time to work on our website, theenergymadeeasy.com.au, to make it easier to make a choice on what retail offer you want. And that does go to either picking up the phone and talking to the retailer, going on the website and comparing offers, or if you don't want to do that, be rest assured that we have reduced those standing offer prices to a default market offer and dealt with that unjustifiably high rate. The other one, too, is that this default market offer is now going to have to be used by retailers when they're offering discounts. And so that's the reference price going forward.
What do you say to 89-year-old Margaret who rang me yesterday saying she can't keep herself warm?
I'm saying to Margaret...
89, she is.
I'm saying to 89-year-old Margaret that through the default market offer, her bills should go down as of July 1st.
Automatically.
And there are other... Yes.
Automatic. By how much? I mean, as in a percentage?
Well, it depends on where she is, and it's not going to be... We're trying to reduce prices in other areas of the market chain, but anywhere from $130 to $180 a year.
Okay. Thank you for trying to clear it up for me.
My pleasure, Steve.
Paula Conboy there, Chair of the Australian Energy Regulator. Clear as mud from my point of view. I still don't quite understand. I understand what the government's trying to do. I understand what the regulator's trying to do, but they can't explain it. And I don't think people out there in the real world have got any idea what she's talking about.